It's just improving on a weekly basis. At times playing real dominant football, playing with great energy, pad level, becoming more and more physical, finishing blocks, getting downfield, getting bonus blocks. You know, it's infectious. It's contagious. And, you know, he certainly has provided a tremendous amount of leadership, especially on Saturday, you know, when a couple guys went down and whatnot. But certainly everybody's really excited about the way he is playing and the future that's in store for him.
Saturday, kind of a satisfying experience in the second half, seeing how your line performed, knowing that they're probably going to run the ball every time, basically.
Certainly, you know, those were some pretty out-leveraged looking deals, you know, bare front, extra guy in the box, two extra guys in the box. Guys took ownership of it, and probably the most important part, got our pads down, got good half position, a good flat back, came out blocking low to high, and stayed physical, understanding the situation and whatnot. But credit to the running backs, man. Those guys got downhill hard and got downhill fast. And when they work together like that, you know, it's certainly that's the direction we're trying to go and certainly make an improvement in that way.
Are you guys going to be expecting more kind of fronts similar to that going forward?
I think we're going to see it every week regardless whether, you know, Justin was hurt or whatnot. I just think when you have a running back like Royce, I think teams are always going to want to take that away first, you know, and not to mention Kanai and Tony. I mean, those are, and now guys shot Darian as well. So I think people are always going to try to stop the run first. So it's common. It's common. We're prepared for it. Got to be prepared for it as well as some other ones. So, yeah, we kind of expected that, you know, at some point in time.
Coach, what are you seeing in Washington State's defensive line?
Yeah, they're certainly one of the best in the country. Tremendous explosiveness. Fast switch guys, disruptive guys. They're always penetrating. You watch their last couple of games, they win because of what they do up front from a defensive standpoint. They're in the A gaps, they're in the B gaps, they're causing turnovers, fumbles, sacks, negative plays. That's how they make their hay. They put you in really tough down-to-distance situations, and the majority of it's caused by that defensive line.
When they have all that kind of movement up front, how do you guys account for that? Whether it's, you know, extra protections or...
Well, no, you got to be disciplined. You know, that's the biggest thing. You got to make sure that your footwork, your hat position, your angles, your understanding of what they're doing as well as what you're doing, that all that comes into play now. All those countless repetitions that you stress, you know, the little details, they all come into play against a front that's as challenging as this. It has to, because not only are they talented, but the scheme is very challenging as well.
Yeah, I'm going to ask some questions.
Joe, have any insight on some of those guys for you that would be helpful at all?
Besides the fact that he recruited them? you know, Joe obviously did a great job there. I think when you watch tape, you see what you need to see. They're an excellent program that's playing great football, and a great opportunity for us and our guys. Tremendous opportunity.
Ryan Bay got his first reception of the year last week. What does he kind of bring blocking-wise?
Tough, man. He's a tough guy. He's a tough physical guy. He enjoys the contact part of the game, the physicality of the game, and it showed. You know, I think everyone in the entire building trusted the fact that he and Cam were going to go in there and play football for us, extensive football, and they showed out on Saturday. Really proud of those guys.
If you run down the list of their defensive players, I mean, if you were to look at how they were recruited, like, none of them are, you know, five-star guys, but they've had such a kind of dramatic defensive improvement this year. Like, what do you see from a team that's maybe not the most sought-after athletic sort of type of players? Like, why is it working for them?
Yeah, it's always in the eye of the beholder, right? You know, to me, it's about development. Football is a development game, and I think that gets lost a lot. Because a lot of times guys that don't play as freshmen, you don't hear much about them, but then 2 and 3 years later, they pop out as, you know, college football stars and NFL players. And it's because they continue the process of development. That's what they've done. They've taken the body types that have the tools, but maybe, you know, weren't the 270-pound guys early on in their high school careers, but they are that now, and they're playing at a high level. So they probably got exactly what they want out of their evaluation process.